Ooh, how does that make you feel? Oof. Are you feeling okay about that? Pastor, I'm okay. You know, Pastor, I'm okay being a member. I'm okay, like, coming to church, but you're going to tell me that I'm a missionary? Come on, Pastor. Well, what I'd like to suggest to you tonight, that there is no better place to be in the world than to be a missionary for Jesus. And you can do it, my friends. In fact, it's a beautiful place to be. I had the experience, I may have shared this with you one time before, but I've had the experience of being present when someone heard for the very first time in their life, someone who was deaf from birth. It happened on a mission trip to Guatemala, in which Alicia and I were on, and we took friends from our previous congregation, actually Grace, Becky, and Emily. And on that trip, we had an audiologist. We had Chris Cook. You know, Chris, just saw Mike and Chris. And something amazing happened. Chris was there with us, and we went to a village that was fairly remote, and there was a boy about 12 years of age that he had never heard anything before. He had a father that was there, and then some siblings. And the father was explaining the challenges that his son had. Chris, the audiologist, happened to have a couple hearing aid devices. Who knows if that's going to work? Let's just try it out. It doesn't really fit, but let's put it on the boy's ears and just see what happens. And she placed it on the boy's ears, and an amazing thing happened. The boy giggled. Like that. He got a big smile on his face. His eyes became huge. He had never heard himself giggle before. So he giggled a little louder, like that. And his smile got even bigger, eyes even wider. Then he got the gumption. It was hard to tell what he was saying, but I think he was saying something to the lines of Papa to his father. Can you imagine that? First time saying Dad. Wow. Then the father was there. Can you imagine his feeling in this moment? So his feeling is, I've never communicated really with my son, never heard any words, and wow, but he's saying my name, Papa. So quick question here, let's take a poll. Who do you think was moved more in that story? The son, the father?
Hard to say,
yeah. Yeah. It would be totally understandable to say the son was moved because he'd never heard his voice before, right? And I would totally understand if anyone here said the father, that was powerful, because to hear your son speak for the very first time to you and intelligibly, amazing. But I want to tell you something tonight. I actually don't think it was either one of them. It was the audiologist. Right? See, she took the few things that she had, a few tools, and she took a step back and got to watch a connection that was amazing. A father connecting with a son. And that really has probably made a great impact on her for her entire life. Can you imagine that? Now, what I just described, I told you this little story, but what I just described to you is what a missionary does. That's what a missionary does. All a missionary does is they take the few tools that they have, they pray the prayer, Thy kingdom come, and they take a step back. And they see God the Father communicate with a child of his for the very first time. And for the child to communicate to the Father. And the missionary, the audiologist, however you want to call it, just gets to, wow, that's a pretty cool place to be. Now, all of you want to be missionaries, right? Y'all are signing up now. You want to do it. Now, it doesn't matter if it's off in a distant country. There's actually a lot of people right here in our neighborhood. You know, 2 years we've been down, basically. That they want to connect with the Father. They don't know how to connect to the Father, But if we pray that prayer, thy kingdom come, it's a prayer not just for us to be a part of the kingdom, but it's so that others can be connected with God the Father. And that takes the pressure off us, this little prayer. Finally, I just want to close with this. It takes the pressure off us, thy kingdom come. Martin Luther says it this way. Hey, you know what? Well, he didn't say, hey, you know what. He might have said that. Luther said, the kingdom will come all by itself without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. Remember memorizing that? What he was saying there is that the kingdom's going to exist. It doesn't matter what we do, actually. It's not dependent on us. It doesn't matter if we perform well or if we don't perform well. It doesn't matter if Pastor Lucky gives a great sermon or a terrible sermon on Sunday. We want good sermons, of course. I'm not negating that we need to try our hardest. But the kingdom's not dependent on us. It doesn't matter if we're having a good day or trends are up in the world for people to attend church or trends are down. The kingdom will be here in 50 years to 100 years. That takes the pressure off us. The great news is that we just have a simple invitation to be in the kingdom. Come and be a part of it. Thy kingdom come. And we get to celebrate it. But because we're in the kingdom, we then are missionaries to bring others in and bring them in and be audiologists and just welcome them in and see them have the connection with the Father. Let's pray about that tonight, and we'll close our service with some prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus teaching thy kingdom come. And we don't think of ourselves often as missionaries, but Lord, I pray that you would directly correct that we would see ourselves as missionaries, that we would have eyes open to those who need to be drawn or who are desiring a connection with you, desiring just a simple phrase, Papa, I love you, Jesus loves you. Lord, help us to find those opportunities this week in the people that we connect with, especially in our own families, that there would be missionary activity with those that we love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.